very fucking unprofessional.
Man, the scene was so thick.
Unprofessional as fuck podcast.
A black man heaven, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
It's beginning to look a lot like wood. Follow my every step. Take notes on how I crept. I'm about to go in depth. This is the way I creep my season. Here's my ghetto rep. I kept, to say the least, no, it can't cease. So I begin to piece my 2 and 2 together.
Got y'all riding around the whip right now. I need y'all to turn this up. We celebrating.
So shut up that. About some
30 years since the debut album from Outkast, really Southern Playalistic like Cadillac Music.
With Smith. I said my fifth, I chill with Wes and got my reason. So tell me, what did you expect? You thought I'd break my neck to help y'all deck the oh no, I got other means of celebrating. I'm getting blizzard at Hojo, I got the hoochie waiting. I made it through another year, can't ask for nothing much more. It's Outkast for the
one of the most legendary groups in hip hop. Huge part of the reason why this group is who it is and are who they are. This production, Organized Noise, comprised of a few gentlemen who saw talent in this young group and got them to where they needed to be. One of those gentlemen goes by the name of Rico Wade. We celebrating the life of Rico Wade on episode 237, dedicated to the man, the myth, the legend.
Okay, my day is ruined. This is ridiculous. I'm getting serious. I'm getting curious because the house is smelling sick.
In case y'all need a little bit of a history lesson on what this guy is responsible for, let's keep it moving. Oh, yeah. Rico Wade, rest in peace.
Unprofessional as fuck podcast.
Maybe y'all not feeling me, man. Maybe y'all not feeling the impact of this man, Rico Wade. Legend in hip hop. I need y'all to really listen to these beats that are being played right now. Often imitated, never duplicated, the innovator of this sound.
Belts and Patty Melts and Monte Carlos and El Dorado. So I'm waking up out of my slumber feeling like Rollo. So follow, it's showtime at the Apollo minus the Kiki Shepherds. With about a hoe and a leopard print. Teddy Pendergrass, cooler than Freddie Jackson, sipping a milkshake in a snowstorm. That felt warm in the dorm room.
Please don't think he was limited to only Outkast and Dungeon Family Music.
Must have me mistaken with them statements that you make, huh?
Must have me mistaken. When I say Rico Wade is responsible for some of the dopest hits you've ever had the opportunity to listen to, please know this man has had his hands in so much legendary shit. Music that has transcended the genre. Number one hits across all charts. Can you please listen to this production right now? Rico Wade, you definitely gonna be missed, man. This one's for you, bro. Funny backstory, I don't know when this dropped. This must have been like 96, 97, something like that. Maybe a little bit before, but I know this song was still taking over the airwaves. The video was out doing numbers all over the place, you know, back when videos were being played. I remember I was in San Antonio, Texas at the time, and it was one of those times where I remember, you know, something with my father. But we're sitting there looking at this on the TV, and he's looking at it, you know, this guy's always been the biggest hater of anything that isn't like fucking rock that he listened to at his time in his era. Some of that shit is dope, don't get me wrong. I still have some of that in my tool bag as well, but I remember this was out. Shit, No Doubt. I remember we were just watching videos and No Doubt was on. The Don't Speak video came on. It was just a few of the things that we agreed on when it came to music. This was one of them. Shit, agreed on when it came to life. But hey, this is about Rico Wade right now. Just in case y'all still sleeping. I don't give a fuck if you're the cool guy, you don't listen to R&B, you gotta turn your shit down. This may be a little bit too, too dope for some people's confidence levels. If you were that insecure, please, you're going to have to fast forward 30, 40 seconds, maybe a minute. Or maybe just pause the part altogether and just, you know, reevaluate some shit, but... Yeah. Episode 237 is about hip-hop individuals that we cannot let go, dedicated to a few gentlemen that all come from different regions but are sharing the commonality as far as personifying what this culture is all about, some of the greatest parts of hip-hop. On April 13th, the culture took a huge hit. As we've been talking about, it was announced. To say producer is just, you know, a word that can never completely capture what this man has done, what his contributions have been, but Rico Wade of Organized Noise, production group responsible for the work with Dungeon Family, Outkast, Goody Mob. Obviously, you're listening to TLC and En Vogue. Also did work with Nelly, Trey Songz, UGK, Future, Rhapsody, so many more. One of the three gentlemen we're going to be dedicating this show to. Little backstory, I randomly caught a documentary on Organized Noise. It was on Netflix, I don't know, maybe 3-4 years ago. Before I had, you know, tapped in, ever met Shiny Bo, before he gave me the programs and the cheat codes and just, you know, all the little tips and tricks to get me set forth on a productive pad, you know, productive, in a productive manner as far as production is concerned. I remember watching this documentary knowing I had no business even trying to do any type of beat. Beat making is definitely not what Rico Wade did. This guy was a producer of all fucking, you know, all time. But I remember watching that documentary and just seeing the story behind these guys. And this, you know, Rico Wade just stood out, jumped through the screen, and immediately came into the garage with a little bit of equipment that I had, a little bit of know-how that I had, and instantly was inspired. Still somewhere on one of these computers, but it's just a testament to how inspiring this young man. I say young because we lost him at such a young age. How inspiring not only Rico Wade, but Organized Noise as a whole. Definitely not going to be able to let go. Again, rest in peace to the legend. Live forever through all these classics. Another person we can't let go. April 17th marked 2 years since the passing of DJ K. Slay. Another person the culture cannot let go. Again, one adjective could not ever capture what his contributions were, whether you knew him as the drama king, a radio DJ, curator of underground spitters, giving people a platform, his platform, to go up there and showcase the true talent in the era of payola and bullshit. This guy did it all, man, from graffiti to DJ and b-boying, etc. True definition of the elements of hip-hop. Rest in peace, DJ K. Slay. Definitely cannot let go. We're going to talk about people who lose control in all the greatest of ways. Third gentleman we're dedicating this show to.
All right, let's go.
Legendary Shock G of Digital Underground called home April 22nd, 2021. So as of last Monday, it marked 3 years since his passing. Time has been flying by, man. Make sure that y'all do not forget these legends. Make sure that you keep them alive in your playlist and in your conversations.
So pardon me, miss, but I like you.
Innovative is an understatement. The bravado this guy walked out with in a non-derogatory manner cannot be spoken to enough. These hits, feel-good hip-hop in a time when it was definitely a risk. It was the road less traveled. Definitely wasn't the easy route. Talk about tracks like this. Can't tell you. Some of my earliest hip hop memories are my sister slapping shit like this. Later on, seeing the videos and just the energy. Right, stop what you're doing, cause I'm up. Come on, man.
The image and the style that you used to.
Come on, I look funny.
But yo, I'm making money, see? So yo, world, I hope you're ready for me.
mean.
They were never ready, Shock.
I'm a new fool in town, and my sound's laid down by the underground. I drink a bottle of Hennessy you got on your shelf, so just let me introduce myself.
My name is Humpty. Hey. And Humpty was definitely freak of the industry. Another song that goes back to some of my earliest hip hop memories I had no business with. Let the groundwork for
Unprofessional as Fuck Podcast.
Well, we're the freaks of the industry. My man Money B. The freaks of the industry. And when you see us backstage, be prepared to G.
Well, they say that birds do it, bees do it.
Now, when you talk about their contributions to the game, when you talk about what they were doing for West Coast hip hop at the time that they were doing what they were doing, you talk about just a group that was original, to say the absolute least. Listen to Money B. Have we ever heard somebody who cuts through a track like this?
Yes.
Caressing your back with just the chest, she kissing on my freckles. I nibble around your ears before I suck up on your neck.
Oh, Money B.
That was a motherfucking rhetorical question. Don't even worry about it. And if that wasn't enough, Shock G, the lead of a group that was first responsible for bringing you Tupac Shakur. Oh, what we could have got from Pac had he stayed with these cats and not ventured to death row, literally. Rest in peace to Shock G. Rest in peace, Pac, as well. For those who have no idea, I don't know how you couldn't, but you should know that Tupac Shakur began as a backup dancer for Digital Underground, a roadie of sorts.
Came for the party to get naughty, get my rocks on, eat popcorn.
Another testament to Shock G and the Digital Underground as a whole, to see somebody in your group or around your surroundings who has the talent that Pac has and not be on some hater sucker shit like, yeah man, just keep dancing, you know what I mean? Go grab the crates, you know, bring in the speakers, you know what I mean? You see this guy and you're the first person who give him an opportunity to come out and showcase his talents. You listen to the vibe of this song.
Time to get busy with a Jenny. If it's good and plenty, don't you know? There I go. But I don't go nowhere without my gym hat. What I'm rapping is if she's clapping, then I'm strapping, cause I'm smarter than that.
Was Pac's verse, you know, maybe tailor made for this track as it is, as it lived? Maybe not. But did they know that they had a diamond in the rough?
It's just the same old song.
Most definitely. And to see that and showcase it, come on now.
Money B, the freaky dicky, the squeaky leaky up and down. Well, as a matter of fact, I'll be right back. I gotta take a leaky. So while I'm draining entertainers, but I got fame and the bases I touch too much.
We're gonna talk about Pac in this podcast as well, you know. Guy who was physically removed from this earth in 96.
Same freckles and hat, drinking the same Ford.
And here, 2024, you can't do a pod or two without mentioning the guy somehow, some way. Relevant is a disrespectful word.
Shut up and just listen, not dissing, don't get me wrong. But to me, it's just the same old song, so just watch. Cause my name is Shock, I like to rock, and you can't stop this. Tupac, go ahead and rock this.
Now I clown around when I hang around with the underground. Girls used to frown, say I'm down when I come around. Gas me, or when they pass me, they used to diss me, harass me. But now they ask me if they can kiss me. Get some fame, people change, wanna live their life high. Same song, can't go wrong if I play the nice guy.
Claiming fame must have changed now that we became strong.
I remain still the
why
same,
two?
Cause it's the same song.
Alright, I'm having too much fun. At some point we're gonna have to get this show started. Oh, it wouldn't be right? This is, without a shadow of a doubt, the talk of the town, what your town is talking about. Unprofessional as fuck with your host Ruck, and this is episode 237. God. In case y'all were wondering, top 10, top 10 percentile global rank for podcasts. Nearly 4 million out there exists. And y'all were early on and remaining strong with this. Cannot thank y'all enough. Rather than sitting here and patting myself on the back, let's just provide some more content for y'all that ain't whack. If y'all can't notice right now, I'm in rare form. Just excited to get back to this. So without further ado.
Unprofessional as Fuck Podcast.
Look, I understand that the world of hip-hop content right now is oversaturated. Everybody's talking beef songs, you know, the latest, what's going on, what clock is on, who's coming, who's going to return, who's entered the war, right? And listening back to some of these pods, you know, I was dropping very, very fucking active last week. I was letting y'all catch up to some of the projects and content that had been dropped, all the while taking a little bit of a breather. Definitely got that balance back to where it need be. But, you know, we're back now. But with that being said, I'm going to make a detour. Everybody wants to talk all this, you know, rap beef, all this bullshit. I vowed not to make this a podcast surrounded around so-called, quote-unquote, beef. I really just think that this is a business play. Now looking at everything in totality. Still, as a hip-hop purist and as a fan of the art form and a contributor, you're definitely going to want to see, you know, the exchange and the back and forth. And when we get some from Kendrick, I'll get back to it. If something monumental comes from somebody else in any exchange, I'll definitely make sure to document. But, you know, as much as I would like to bypass this, it wouldn't be unprofessional as fuck, and I would be remiss if I didn't mention the second diss song aimed at Kendrick Lamar from, you guessed it, Aubrey Graham. What the feezy? Now, I would go and play this for y'all, right? But it's been removed from all socials. I'm sure somebody's got some type of, a dub of it or somehow it's still on YouTube. But I'm not going to go through that trouble for the simple fact that, to me, this was one of the corniest moves in all of hip-hop. I really mean it. Now, this tailor-made freestyle, quote-unquote freestyle, I really am hesitant to even put that label on anything that Drake does. I really want people to go back and just Google, you know, Drake, Blackberry, Funk Flex. And you just got to look at this guy for what he was, what he is, and what he'll always be in my mind. Is this motherfucker one of the biggest artists in the world right now? Obviously, you'd be a hater to say anything different. Does he move the needle as far as the economy of hip-hop is concerned, keeping the lights on in this here genre? For the most part, yes. But when you hear shit like this, and I'm not going to play it. I don't even think you can find it. Again, somebody releases a Kendrick diss and then removes it slightly later. So I guess this is, again, my delete later 2.0. This for different reasons, though. I said we were going to talk about Pac. We're talking about Pac right now. This quote-unquote tailor-made freestyle featured two verses allegedly panned by Drake, but they were using AI voices to come off as if they were Tupac Shakur and Snoop Dogg. What the feezy? Now, you're going to use two West Coast legends, one who's been gone, like we said, since 1996, to aim at Kendrick Lamar as if this is going to be the straw that breaks his back and makes him jump out the window and come do the response as you would like him to do. At least that's what you want people to believe, right? I mean, I'm not going to get too deep into this. I only mention this to say, this is the worst usage of AI since its inception in music. And I could say that regardless of not having heard everybody else's attempts at things, I've heard, you know, since this battle has been going on, quote unquote, battle, the back and forth, there's been unconfirmed and unclaimed AI diss songs. People were taking the opportunity to make their 15 minutes of fame to drive attention over to their YouTube channels. Some of them, I'm not going to lie, some of them shits was heat. Some of the quote-unquote Kendrick Lamar diss tracks that were supposedly AI were fucking fire. But this one right here, man, what the fuck, Drake? Corny to say the absolute least, and it was a full-on miss. You're using Pac's voice, first of all, blasphemy. That's some blasphemous shit. And then you have him rapping off beat. Beat was some, like, you know, manufacturer. Maybe you did AI fucking Dr. Dre beat. The beat was hard. I ain't gonna front. Snoop verse comes on. I feel like Snoop, his portion of the song seemed to be the highlight of it all, right? And then Drake comes on. Drake does Drake shit. I guess this one was trying to call Taylor Swift, the new top dog, as far as who's really running the show, as far as Kendrick's opportunities to drop and his ability to drop. Like, he's got to move around Taylor Swift. You know, spoiler alert, fucking everybody does, all right? You would be a fool to think that you were going to put out something that was going to take the number one spot in a world of music controlled by Taylor Swift and her fans. But it is what it is, man. Back to the AI. This, you know, AI hasn't been disrespected like this since the Allen Iverson statue was released in Philly. What the feezy? Oh, man. Side note, Philly, that was some bullshit. I don't know what kind of disrespectful fucking thoughts y'all had run through your mind when you thought it was okay to make the Like Mike live version of fucking lifelike version of the fucking AI statue. This shit could have been a carry-on item on a Spirit fucking flight. Why are y'all doing that, man? I'm going to get to it in depth. We're going to talk about that on the next sports show, but come on, man. AI has not been disrespected this bad. I think it might be 1A, 1B. TaylorMade Freestyle along with that fucking statue. This shit is egregious. Both of them. Side note, man. I mean, Philly, you got some splitting to do, man. And that's all I'm going to say about that diss. You know, it would have been the worst diss track of 2024 in a year that's definitely been littered with them. We're only fucking, you know, almost at the end of April. Headed into May, you know, getting into this fifth month of the year, diss tracks have been flying off the shelves like a tornado hit a fucking grocery store. It's nutty right now. But, you know, of all these things, even with the AI disrespect, the blasphemous use of Pac and Snoop's voices, it would have been the worst fucking diss song of 2024 thus far. But Quavo had to fucking respond to Chris Brown. What the fuck? Now, like I said, I'm not making this a beef podcast, and I do not... I'm feeling like Chris Brown. Chris Brown, you know, I guess it's been a back and forth between these guys. It revolved around females, as all these fucking things seem to be. Karrueche was a woman that they had in common, and it comes out that Chris Brown is, you know, forthcoming with information that says that Sweetie was also a woman they have in common, apparently and allegedly, while him and her and Quavo were in a relationship. We've all, you know, discussed that in the past. We've done shows where we talked about Quavo taking back the Bentley or whatever the fuck he got her. Maybach, some type of fucking luxurious vehicle. Went out of the trouble of gifting it to the young lady, then repoing it. Petty wop for sure. But you get your yourself into a dust up with Chris Brown. I haven't followed this from the jump. I guess that there's been some exchanges that have gone on. This isn't the first, and I'm sure... might not be the last, and the reason why I say that is because, you know, even though Chris Brown has decided not to respond to this latest, I guess, diss from Quavo, I'll let y'all do the math on all these. All I know is Chris Brown is one of the most talented individuals that we have in all of anything he chooses to do, whether he's talking about sports, when this guy's doing celebrity sporting. I've seen him do, you know, basketball on All-Star weekends. I've seen this guy... fuck anything that involves any type of athleticism, this guy's definitely able to do it, whether it's playing organized sports or doing fucking backflips and acrobatic shit during his performances. One of the more talented performers that we've ever seen, especially of this era. You know, rapping, singing, definitely has a career in battle rap should he choose to. He came out with a song that definitely got the upper hand on Quavo. Quavo comes with his response. I wouldn't go through the fucking trouble of even trying to remember what the shit was called. It was nice here to hear Takeoff's voice on a chorus. I'll give you that. But other than that, it was just so lackluster. Quavo, when this group dropped, a lot of people were of the belief that Quavo was the shining star, for lack of better analogies, the Beyonce of that Destiny's Child. How wrong the masses were when it turns out that not only was Takeoff eventually the fan favorite prior to his passing, so it's not just say that. It's not just act like because the guy passed, all of a sudden he was people's favorite. Nah, the guy was he was one that they may have tried to keep on the hush, you know what I mean? They might not have wanted everybody to know just how dope Takeoff was, but once he took off, there was no looking back. Offset in his solo career, who's to say what Takeoff would have been able to do had we had more time with him here on Earth? Rest in peace, Takeoff, but Offset has definitely had the better solo career of him and Quavo in the recent history. But Chris Brown, it's a different type of individual. You might want to just leave this motherfucker alone, man. Breezy doing his thing. And Quavo, please, bro. Just leave him alone. Sky clearly, you know, is out of your league in something that is just one of his secondary side hobbies. So if you make your fucking bread and butter off of rap music and this guy just comes over, hops in the genre for a second to slap you around and then moves along, come on, bro. Just chill out. Enough of the negativity, though. Let's now look at cause for celebration in this wonderful culture of hip-hop. Man, I got to give a round of applause. I'm going to fix this applause, too. I've been not a fan of it for a minute. Y'all should have called me out on it, but for a lack of better applause, this is what we're going to do today. We're talking about 50 Cent. Some people, you know, hit a peak and are able to defy the odds maybe once, maybe twice if they're lucky in their life. That just seems to be the form of transportation and transit that this guy 50 Cent does on a daily basis, defying the odds once again. After literally having to bully his way into music, for those of y'all who know his story, know the way that he came into the game and what he had to do to reach where he had to reach, quickly became one of the culture's most business, you know, one of the greatest business minds that we have in hip-hop. Making a name for himself, not only in the world of fashion, alcohol, and spirits. He's inked deals with many sports organizations and facilities, including the Sacramento Kings and the Golden One Center. But of course, we have to talk about his accomplishments in the world of TV and film. After expressing frustrations with Stars, amongst other networks who seemingly, you know, canceled some of his shows that were some of the dopest shit that I've ever seen on TV. I was a huge fan. Fuck, why can't I remember the name of it right now? It's going to bother me. But the story of the man who went to prison, brushed up on his knowledge, became a lawyer, and not only got himself out, but also helped a lot of the people who were around him. Why am I thinking like one or, I don't know, all in one? Whatever. Y'all going to be yelling at the radio. Eventually, I'm going to remember it, and I'm going to yell as well. You know, if it wasn't for that, and eventually that gets pulled off and canceled with little notice to why, I know that I was watching it. A lot of people were. My entire family was glued to that. He still did his thing, you know, he's voiced frustrations with Stars while going over there and fucking revitalizing that network as a whole. Nobody was checking for Stars. That shit was like, oh, if it came for free with cable for the first 3 months, make sure we cancel that 2 months. We do not want to get charged for that. Completely changed the narrative around that, and he just hasn't stopped. Now this guy's made one of the biggest boss moves I've seen in quite some time. Shreveport, Louisiana will soon be the home to G-Unit Film and Television Studios. Now they're just showing early pictures, you know, photos of a huge, massive studio compound where the Green Light Gang, as he calls himself, and what he does will continue to flourish. So dope to see what he's been able to do. And you know, with this addition, you got to believe that this is truly just the beginning, not only for the career of 50 Cent in TV and film, you know, as much as he's accomplished already, but for, I'm sure, some of the young creators that he's going to give an opportunity to going forward. Next, a win for a guy who could truly use one. I'm going to try to refrain from continuing to bash this dude. I was just disappointed. I was let down at this point. It is what it is. You're not going to ever get back to where I held you at previously. But I would just be a hater and a liar if we didn't acknowledge J. Cole and his abilities. Now, this win comes from him at a time when we all know we needed it. As it's announced that his Dreamville Festival resulted in one of the biggest economic boosts for his home, North Carolina. And we all know he's from Fayetteville. I believe this was held, you know, in the Raleigh area, but still, you know, it's his home, you know, Fayetteville, Dreamville. And not only is it the best of artist-led festivals as far as financial, you know, gain is concerned, but it was help for the North Carolina area when it was needed badly. They're talking about $145 million was the economic impact for his area, his hometown, his people. Including 50 vendors who were employed, including local restaurants, chefs, food trucks, and more. Gotta shout out Cole for doing it big for his city, for his people, and for all those around him. Definitely gotta show that love. Now, and another reason definitely to celebrate in the culture of hip-hop, you know, AI being used for good. Now, this is a way that I feel that this shit should be utilized in a way to bring back people who otherwise may not be able to come out with the confidence that they've had in the past. This you know, ironically comes from Philadelphia as well. Finally, you know, AI not disrespected in the city of Philly. Beanie Siegel, one of Rockefeller's biggest artists during their run. We all know had his career halted after, you know, health issues or whatever it may have been, caused him to lose the power in his vocals and his ability to use his voice. Those who were fans of Beans, as he was known by most, know that, you know, how important his delivery and his vocal ferocity was so vital to his success. Recently in an interview with All Hip Hop, he sat down and spoke about how he plans on using the technology in a way that's going to allow him to release new music without limitations.
Recently expressed some interest in using AI to re-release music and draw re-release music. Are you still doing that? What's the status of that?
Yeah, still doing that. You know, I want to do anything like now. I want to. It has to be right.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do not microwave. So we're in the process of right now teaching the AI my vocals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm basically with the AI, what we doing, we running, you know, all my old vocals, stems through the AI so it can learn it, and then I can go in and record
and it comes out
myself, and then, you know, because when I'm using AI, I'm going to be writing and doing everything myself. I'm just going to sound like my youthful self.
Hey, all for that. 100%. Beanie Siegel is one of my favorite artists on Rockefeller, you know, since I heard of the guy, since, you know, his first collaborations. I think Reservoir Dogs might have been one of his first times being on. But when you talk about a guy like motherfucking Beanie Siegel, and you talk about how this guy came on the track.
You know my name, bitch. Gave me heat, and the eagle was the thing that they gave me.
Unprofessional as fuck podcast.
It's a rap gorilla that still clack, fucker.
Yeah.
Guess who's back?
Mac, bitch. I move blocks and pounds. I move out with small blocks and towns. Move out with small blocks and pounds. Uh-huh. And I take everything to the table, bag and rock it down.
Come on, man.
Watching now, the neighbors, they in pocket now.
Use AI for good.
When it come to Kobe, you can't outwit me. My chief about to take over the city of Philly. Nigga, ask all your fiends.
When I think about this, two names that jump out to me, obviously Beanie Siegel, and of West Coast origins, the DOC. This is a guy who had a horrible accident in which he was ejected from a vehicle. I think he hit a tree. It might have been his actual throat and neck area that did. And one of the more you know, dynamic artists in hip-hop from the West Coast, NWA affiliate, you know, of that umbrella and that branch of hit makers, was robbed of his voice as well. This is something, you know, that just jumps out to my mind of people who should be able to get back out there and do what they gotta do.
Back in the mix of the stuff, I'm in the hood with them chicks like Ruffles.
Little backstory, I used to have this shit queued up when the Raiders were playing. Back then, the Oakland Raiders. And it would be, you know, the young Khalil Mack causing havoc for the silver and black. And every time this guy made a, you know, big play or got a sack, when that shit went to commercial, I had it queued up, fucking radio blasting.
You know my name, bitch.
Brings back memories.
Hold up. The streets gave me heat, and the eagle was the thing that they gave me. It's the rap gorilla that still clap.
We're gonna talk about the Raiders in the next sports show.
Matt, bitch, I move blocks and pounds, I move out.
Oh man, Tom Telesco, the new GM of the Las Vegas Raiders. I don't know, man. This ain't the time or the place. We're just gonna keep it moving. Something I'm looking forward to, you know, as well as that Beans new release with the AI assistance, is a collab album that I didn't even know was in the works, but it's been confirmed. I guess more, you know, other people were more in the know than I was. Metro Boomin has confirmed a JID collab album on the way. JID, a Dreamville affiliate, one of the toughest young artists, in my opinion, somebody that I think is going to be here for decades to come. Metro recently confirmed that it's in the works. I'm excited, man. New music from JID at any time is something that I'll be here for. Now, if you're going to tell me that he's coming along, you know, with the production of Metro, who is at, you know, on a run of all runs right now, regardless of where you stand in this so-called beef, you know what I mean? It's just a undeniable fact that this guy Metro is one of the more versatile and one of the most, you know, well-rounded producers that we have right now. You need something in this energy level. You need something, you know, at this BPM. You need something to sound like the 80s. You see what they did on that second collaborative album with Future, that We Still Don't Trust You. I have given that a listen. I know I was supposed to do a skim through on the last one. Once listening back, I realized I didn't do that. My fault. Very fucking unprofessional.
Very fucking unprofessional.
Nonetheless, Metro wasn't stopping there. He recently tweeted, quote unquote, "Someone tell Eminem I'm trying to lock in." It's interesting to me. Definitely interesting. I mean, Eminem, something that's always been something that you could say was lackluster. Obviously, you can't talk about the bars. The bars are the bars. Undeniable talent. Maybe some of the subject matter at times got a little bit redundant. Maybe when he was coming out, you know, dissing some of the TRL-esque artists of the world. Although it was funny and I guess for a time back then, something that would have went viral, you know, trolling of some sorts. There's no denying this guy is one of the most lyrical, talented people that we've ever seen. But the production, more often than not, he did a lot of it himself. And anytime you hear him on a feature, the beat completely changes. They got to do something totally different. He's got his hands in it. He's a Kanye-esque in that manner, you know, in that way. But what do y'all think, man? I need y'all to hit me in the comments, you know, on the socials or whether it's fucking, I'll put a Q&A up with this episode, but what do y'all think that would sound like? Metro Boomin production with Eminem. It's definitely something that's going to be different for both artists as far as what they're used to and how they're used to working. I would be interested to see it. Maybe a little 3-pack, 5-pack. But you know him. If he's going to go in, he's going to go in. That being said, you're not going to have to wait for new Eminem and Dr. Dre music, which has been announced. Not only is it on the way, but portions of this might already be done. The Death of Slim Shady album has been announced from Eminem. I think he recently performed at the NFL draft, which was held in Detroit this year. Crazy. There were these young athletes coming out that you would choose Eminem as the guy to come out and represent the city. No doubt one of the biggest names that's ever come from that area. But when you talk about Detroit and how they're bubbling right now, I don't know. There's other people who I think the younger, you know, athletes would be tapped in and tuned in with. But it is what it is. Not going to have to wait long. Those guys said that they're in the works. You know, already began the process. 50 Cent says he's heard some of it. There's some shit on there in his opinion. He said there's some heat on there and Eminem is back. I think Eminem recently celebrated either 16 or 17 years of sobriety. That's something I want to clap up for the guy. Something that's definitely not easy just for the average individual in day-to-day life, but to be in the industry as fucking infested with it, you know, the drugs, alcohol, and just lifestyle that leads itself to more demonstrative things should you get wrapped up in it. It's definitely an achievement to make it 1 year, much less 16 or 17. Definitely applaud all the work that he's been doing there. Definitely setting the blueprint, you know what I mean? His daughter. Obviously, when you listen to Eminem music in the past, he's come from traumatic shit. You know, the family foundation may not have always been the greatest, whether it was him and his mother's relationship or his well-documented toxic relationship with his ex-wife, baby mama Kim, whoever it was, the mother of his daughter Haley. For him to be able to turn that around and at least be one beacon of light in what could have definitely been a dark area had he not reached his success and did what he did. Definitely got to take your hats off to him. That being said, man, before I go any further, you know, I had a slight bit of an epiphany this past weekend. Full transparency, like I'm saying, you know. If you're going to pod, you got to pod real, like reality based. If you're gonna be up here trying to portray a character for one episode, good luck. 5 or 10, much less 237 where we're at today on DSPs, not to mention the sports shows, not to mention Adding Elements, not to mention Married as Fuck, not to mention what's definitely going to be on the way soon, Uncomfortable Conversations featuring the brother Ron J. And of course, Married as Fuck with the wifey. If you're going to try to portray a character, the jig is up, you know what I mean? You're going to fucking put too much work on your plate. And what is the point of all that? As much as sometimes I don't like the fact that me, as a regular human being day to day, going out fucking, you know, through the 24 hours that I'm blessed to have on a daily basis, I ain't the most, you know, fucking forthcoming with who I am. I'm not the most, you know, on certain, you'll catch me on certain aspects or certain days. If I'm out and about in a great mood or, you know, celebratory things, I could go out in the public and, you know, make friends like nothing. But as far as just, you know, regular chilling, I got to kind of sometimes get myself out there in a promotional way for the pod. But aside from that, one of the biggest, you know, the pro and con of the podcasting thing is that so many people are open and you know, able to get an inside look at your life and what you got going on, your thoughts, your beliefs, all the above, right? So I like to say this, we were talking sobriety, and this past Saturday, I don't want to, you know, use no scapegoat. This ain't no fucking, woe is me, or point the finger at anybody around me, none of that. But I was just chilling, you know, we had a poker night, and it dwindled down from 5 people, you know, shout out to everybody who slid and came through and, you know, got down on the poker game. But as people start to dwindle out, you know, dwindle down and, you know, people start to leave, caught myself in a convo with the homie and we just sitting here shooting the shit. And I'm realizing, I'm just looking around, right? And I'm like, bruh, this is how, you know, I'm not talking about poker at this point. I'm not talking about, you know, having company over. That's not the portion that I'm speaking to. But when I'm speaking to, you go through a whole work week and then you get to your Friday and you think that you need certain accessories to get into your celebratory mode or to get into your vibe. And, you know, I've been drinking a hell of a lot of Douce in recent, probably over a year now. And it just got to the point to where I was sitting here, you know, faded and pouring up another shot, looking at the bottle, you know what I mean? And just realizing like, hey, this ain't the move. You feel me? There's other ways to achieve stress relief. There's other ways to, you know, be social. You don't have to, you know, go out and get shitty ditty. You know what I mean? Like there's a calm, cool and common ground. You know what I mean? Like, I got to the point where I'm sitting here with the homie and he's talking to me and I was definitely listening and being receptive and we're having a good dialogue back and forth. But in my mind the whole time, I was just like, yo, gotta call it, bruh. You know what I mean? Not talking about the night, just talking about the default routine, you know what I mean? What has become habitual. Something that I've always prided myself on, and this definitely ain't no fucking pat on the back, it's more like a smack in the face, but sometimes you got to do that to yourself. And the one thing that I do like about whatever, you know, valleys and peaks that I've ever had is I've always been the one to determine when enough is enough. That doesn't mean that people around me haven't seen, you know, lesser versions of myself that, you know, I wouldn't say I'm ashamed of. I would just say that I'm glad that I got past. But sitting there, you know, faded like I was, sitting in the room and, you know, just looking at the shot that was poured and thinking in my mind, you know what I mean? My mind was saying, oh, there's still some drink, you know what I mean? Let's knock it down. Nah. So the homie, I don't think he really fully grasped, but I was like, yo, bro, I think this is, you know, a form of rock bottom. And not to say like, yo, there's a huge fucking problem that needs to be addressed and yo, I need a fucking, you know, cold turkey, you know, this, that, or the other, but it was just a decision that was made. I still had half of the bottle of Douce. I went out back with the shot that was poured in that half bottle. I went out back and just dumped it out. Blasphemous if you fucking know Ruck and how I'm prone to do things. Maybe I would have been like, yo, I'm done for the night, tucked it and been sipping that right now. But it wasn't the case. Just hit that epiphany, and I'm glad that it doesn't have to be a horrible incident or a public fucking just embarrassment or something along those lines that gets you to that decision-making process. And, you know, it's going to be a work in progress. But as of now, I just really feel like I've made that decision similar to the way that I did with the tree. Like, I've been doing it for so long, I know how that goes. Let's try to switch up, fuck up the algorithm for a minute, right? So with that being said, man, kudos to Eminem. I'll still have a beer here and there. Shout out to the brother Pete the Chef. He came through with some brews. I didn't partake in those that night. But I definitely cracked one today while doing this pod. I have another right here. So, you know, don't think that this means, oh, it's a overnight fucking sobriety shit like that. I'm not in the issue where I have a problem like that. I just feel like the excessive amounts of liquor that I was drinking is not conducive to having a long life that I'm trying to live with my loved ones. So with that being said, never knocking nobody for doing what they do, but I'm going to just kick it, you know, hydrate, use a lot of water, drink some brew, and, you know, kick back and find a way to, you know, get on my level in a less harmful way. Let's just put it that way. Damn, man, I always be going on these tangents. Y'all got to cut me off. Anyway, back to celebratory moments. Let's talk 2024 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees. It's always bittersweet to me when we talk about hip-hop acts and things along those lines are getting inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. To me, that shit is always just like, oh, word. Like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. All right, you know, it is what it is, right? But this year, if we got to settle for that, then I'm just glad that these names are getting in. For one, Mary J. Blige, well-deserved. Someone who, you know, has gotten past her battles as well. And it just has been a soundtrack for decades upon decades. And if you're talking about that, you definitely can't overlook Kool & the Gang, man. Shout out my brother Rayon, he fucks with this track. I always love when a homie would, you know, stumble upon some shit and try to, you know, YouTube, you'll send me the YouTube link and be like, bro, go to 2 minutes and 30 seconds. I'm like, bruh, to fucking wake up and smoke Be Legit to this shit, you know what I mean? To the neck. Nothing to be proud of, kids. Joining Kool & the Gang and Mary J. Blige from the culture, A Tribe Called Quest. Oh, how I wish 5 Dog was here to see it. Definitely will be there in spirit. Nothing quite like music. One of my favorite things to do when it comes to this podcast shit is to highlight music, whether it be new drops or shit that maybe people have forgotten about. Clearly the shit that we on segment has kind of had to take a back seat. Now it's the shit that we have done, which I like, you know, just as much if not better. That being said, how do you cut this off, right? It's only right to bring you some of the new music that has dropped. Been off my job for a minute. I dropped, I think it was like 5 pieces of content in 5 or 4 days last week. Took a little bit of a break. With that being said, some of the new music releases, as far as me having the ability to bring them to the forefront, that kind of took a back seat. So I'm going to go back to last Friday first, and then we're going to get to the drops that dropped as of today. Shout out to brother EA. Send me an IG message talking about this Mozzie album. Mozzie, Children of the Slum, 17 tracks. Featured some Sally Rue. Drive. Imazi, Eric Bellinger, in this joint right here with Friday.
Would you turn around and be my life? See seen it too many times.
This is called Lost It All off the Children of the Slums new album from Mozzy.
If they ever let me out for
Professional as Fuck Podcast.
No need to act, just play your role. You let her light, you let her show. If she get dark, are you gonna leave me alone? I gotta know.
If I lost it all, would you still love?
Anytime I hear Mozzy, I think about the brother Mo. Rest in peace, bruh.
No, I'm not no saint, but I've been keeping faith. All I ask, don't attempt to judge me for my evil ways. Look where I was brought up, look where I was raised. Keep a thing, you ain't gotta tell me. Smart enough to know, I need to change. Welcome home, gang 10 Ben.
Now when we get to this Mozzy, this introspective, this type of joint, you know, the R&B chorus.
You go up and leave when you don't need me though. Hope you ain't, yeah.
To me, this is where he shines the most, man. No doubt there's some heat on this joint, but I'm of the belief that his talent has yet to be tapped into its fullest potential. In no way do I want that shit to come off as hate. It's quite the opposite. It's just I hold this guy to another standard based on, you know, what I could tell he could do. If you keep doing shit like this, I'm going to tap in every time. Now, y'all know how I feel about G Perico, man. Anytime this guy drops some shit, instant energy. I gotta turn this one up and try not to get a speed ticket, you know what I mean?
1,000 grams on the chain.
G Slim's Revenge, champ pack.
It's from G Perico. When I put it in their face. Niggas wanna play, then we put them in their place. Ben's in the shop, so I gotta get another one. All through the lot, trying to see which one.
One of the most active artists you're gonna find. It seems like this motherfucker drops some every other week.
Boy, we deep in. See, phone folks say, give them what they want. Guess it's that time for me to put on that show. Big clean, he started this shit. As for me, I'm the heart of this shit. Got a twin named Egypt, and I named
him. Now, my favorite drop of last Friday came from a gentlemen we've highlighted here before, Coda the Friend. This is Lyrics to Go, Volume 5, 12 tracks, features from Hit-Boy and Hit-Boy Only on one track. Other than that, it's just Coda doing what he do. This track is called Yuma. Oh, shit's dope. Check it out.
Backseat, black boys getting G's over rap beats, overseas, bitch, please. I done seen a whole half of the planet.
Running the whole gamut.
Hustle for the bread, a nigga that known famine. Wisdom in my dreams.
To be honest, man, Coda's quietly becoming one of my favorite. You know, one of my favorite new artists. I'd be a fool if I said that I knew enough to know that this guy's new, but new to me. Not only one of my new favorites, but an instant listen to artist for sure.
Yeah, black excellence, all about the path. You can miss me with the extra shit. I don't use the C word, we don't need a pessimist. I was 15 in the kitchen with the Mexicans. Niggas is my brethren. Me and Mark from the city that don't sleep, don't speak. If you don't know a winner with no heat. My OG, met a good woman, she's so keen. I love to see my niggas drink water and grow green. Great, great grandma was picking the cane. This shit is insane, my lineage, remember the pain. I'm getting us paid, nothing finna get in my way. A nigga free, never living enslaved until I'm digging my grave. Give a fuck about your expectations. Every day we
tell
have
you,
celebrations.
I could let that shit rock the whole way through, but you know who I'm up against, so I'm gonna leave that be. Still stuck in my ways. That being said, Party Next Door, drop Party Next Door 4, 14 tracks. This is Stuck in My Ways. If y'all party fans, you know what to expect. Definitely delivered.
Go. You're doing something to me to make me stay. Letting all my feelings show. You're doing something to me. I'm afraid. I'll say, I don't want to be changed. Happiest stalking my ways. baby, don't you be
man
offended, 'cause I'm so stuck in my head. I never want
party next door, party. Actually, it's just it's, for short, they call it P4.
I'm stepping out the game for real.
Someone who came in and did their thing in a way that just transcended. You know, they started off with one style, found their niche, and they've been doing their thing. A Boogie with a Hoodie. This is off the Alone 4-pack. This track is called Tiffany's. I really like the pocket that this guy found for himself, and he keeps going there. Shout out A Boogie.
I told you that it's okay, you gon' make a mess. I know you wanna go away, let's take a jet. Lost love inside my heart, but you can take what's left. I wanna taste your pussy, I wanna taste your flesh. My niggas all flee, you can see by the V's how we coming. Before these songs, I used to profit 120 on you. Crazy how I still feel alone outside 20 deep with my brothers. My home ain't even a home no more, girl, we don't even sleep with each other. And I'm on a roll so long, ain't even got time to go trust her. Me and my bro so low, even though we don't speak to each other. And if 10 toes was a person, it would be me and them butters. And we're just Cynthia, I'd be wishing it was me instead of butter.
Now let's keep it moving. Young Blue, 17 track album by the name of Jeremy, is out right now. Features from Lil Wayne, John Legend, and Friday, who's been active, man. He's featured on this joint again. It's called Live Forever.
Unprofessional as Fuck Podcast.
About to holler at Sweetwater, give me a little Serato action. Look out for Ruck DJing your functions coming up soon, you know what I mean? Don't put it past me, though. I just want to be able to set the vibe, you know what I mean? You start off with the upbeat shit. See the VIP list, you know, get to where they come through. And I pray you those who were able to kick it a little bit longer and set
forever.
The tone.
If you ever died, I got your kids forever. I owe you life, this shit we built together. And we was good, but this a different level. And I hope you know that you my bitch forever. You know we rich forever. I wish that you could ride this dick forever. And mama, like you got your shit together, I'm proud of you, son.
It's a fucking 2024 love song right there. The singles not to be no overlooked this week. This shit slap. I'm saying, if I'm beginning the party, we might start off a little something like this. Energy, energy, energy. Nardo Wick. Future.
You can't fit.
I heard the beginning of this, and I'm like, yo, Nardo's gonna come on something smooth like this. This track called Back to Back. Quickly hit a detour on us, got back into the bread and butter.
Unprofessional as Fuck Podcast.
The matte black, my rover, chopstick gon' show you, chopstick gon' blow you, my stick gon' back to back like Rosa, matte black, my rover, chopstick gon' show you, chopstick gon' blow you, my stick gon'.
Nardo Wick, one of those artists that when you wanna get into this type of bag, this type of music, you know what I mean? He ain't gonna steer you wrong.
Call me Shovel Man, she like the way I pull up and I dig. We fucked 100 times, they ask, I be like, I ain't never hit. Stop all that beating around the bush, homie, sit with your chest. Got a lot of dog shit on me, know you probably smell it. Like my name, Jody, pull up in the vet. Go and check the news, Brody heard somebody.
Now, a quick change of pace.
Tell me when to say love me,
JJ. Tam's released a single, hopefully we got some new music coming from her in bulk, but this joint is called... Shit, hope I don't mispronounce this. Love me, JJ. GG, whatever you want to do it. J-E-J-E, if you're looking forward to
I
DSPs.
Need to love so fresh, so clean. Love me in and out. I'm feeling lean. And I'll be down now. Anytime you
the weather getting to what the weather's getting to. Down. Definitely got to have some of these joints in the
I'll
tuck. For them long rides, you know what I mean? Right along the coast. Top down, sunroof, windows, whatever it is, however you get you get down, you know what I mean? Slap something like this.
Yeah, you know I run and I run and I run and I run. Fly with you, fly in the sky in the night. Hold me in your arms and your love and light.
Let's keep it moving.
For 15 years, finally.
Babyface Ray, new single, this joint's called Glory.
Why? Glory.
Unprofessional as Fuck Podcast.
We all know Bull Glories. We
you're just not good at.
Who else gonna bring you all this shit?
Yeah, when I'm doing this shit, seem effortless. Say I move like I'm working with Macy's. Yeah, I look at the dirt, seen the rose grow. Run it up in the dirt, bought the rose grow. Wherever I go, you the pole go. Then back in the field when the show's slow. The money is flying, these hoes know. If you don't know now, you will never know. You stay to be federal.
Might not be for everybody, I get it, but this is a classic sample right here, classic beat flip from Pac himself. Like I told you, you can't go through a pod without talking about the guy. This joint's called Easy Call. Jason Martin, formerly known as Problem. As you can tell right there. DJ Quick, the game and big hit.
Well, I'm Breezy D, I got riches galore. You may have a lot of riches, but I got much more. In my super duper coupe, coming out to school. Motherfuckers shook up, don't know they poop from they poop. I got niggas on my bumper when I roll through the hood. I'm jumping out strapped cause I'm up to no good. I'm Crenshaw and Jefferson, my packets are bigger. I'm just like Florence Johnson when she bagging on niggas. Got my hand on my pooper when I'm setting up shop. I creep across the street and I threaten.
DJ Quick, one of them artists who's never gonna go out of style. Extended the stay. Shout out to the guy, man. Staying in the West Coast. Jay Worthy back with some funky shit. This got damn funk and drum on the joint. Joint called West Side.
Okay. Bounce, rock, roller skate. World on wheels like it's 88. Got the young on the job trying to catch a date. Hitting switches in the ragtop Chevrolet. West Side, that's the game. When I'm sailing down big, but they know my name. International, Grand National. Hit the 10 Western exit on National. Better ask your bitch. Better ask your hoe.
That shit fly right there. So I know, man, after this last poker game, right, it's been one of the first times, actually the first time in fucking I don't know how long, somebody actually burned tree in the garage, you know what I mean? Coming into the garage the next couple of days after that, smelling tree and the shit was so fucking, it was a trip. I say that because this is one of them ones. Might have had to connect two of them joint papers, you know what I mean? Yo, man. Before I go to the next joint, YG is somebody who, you know, ain't really ever been my favorite artist. I don't really, you know, find too many of his songs that I would listen to. I mean, you know, I'm lying. The guy has an ability and a talent to always keep a dope single. I've never been one to go to his albums. I did like him and his collaborations with Nipsey, rest in peace, Nipsey Hussle. But when this shit came on, it just started playing through the new releases. I was going through the new singles that dropped, and this joint came on. I was like, what the fuck is this? Then when YG's voice came on, I was like, ah. But I let it rock. I can't lie. Shit slap. YG, his joint's called Naka. K-N-O-C-K-A.
Unprofessional as fuck podcast.
See your phones right now.
This shit is a knocker, a bopper, a knocker like choppers. The boppers, they love me, they show up, get topper. The Digis, the Benzos, the reason I got her. The cha-cha, we slid, the reason we got her. The coppers, get no love, get nada. The blocker, get hotter and hotter and hotter. It's in me, so they envy. I'm reaching for the watcher, the glocker, go blocker and blocker. I do this, it's nada, I hit your baby mama. Sucking them titties like a baby, give me papa. I'm fucking on the Iggy, was fucking on the Lala. My new bitch, give me throw, I call her Lady Gaga. My roster, don't let me get messy like pasta. The movies, I made them with bitches. Need Oscars, the Gucci, the Louis, the Fendi, the Pradas, the Saint, the Rana's, and Balenciagas. The money by plenty, the pennies, the dollars, the nickels, the dimes came straight from
now.
The
bottom. You can always count on Gucci to do some shit, right? The reason why I say that, this might be the one that gets most of the most of the play as far as, you know, social accounts from some of those joints, like, you know, what they call them, fuck, Shade Room, shit like that, right? Gucci Man made a song. It's called Take That. All one word, T-A-K-E-D-A-T, but it should be called No Diddy.
I'm just fucking around, but No Diddy.
We getting high on a kite, No Diddy. See my artist double plat, No Diddy. Sipping on yak, No Diddy. Couple niggas got wet, but No Diddy. Keep the shooting. scrap, no did. I'm in a room.
Alright, you get the vibe. It is what it is, right? Funny, haha. Not funny, Diddy. This next joint, I never heard of this person before. I'm gonna do some more research, but definitely couldn't do the new music segment this week and not highlight this joint. This is an artist I'm not familiar with, Danny Singh, spelled S-I-N-G-H. This track definitely stood out. This joint's called Solo.
Unprofessional as Fuck Podcast.
Not gonna lie, this shit fire. Danny Singh, S-I-N-G-H.
Get in tune, baby, let's spark the fire. Who would know you would be my antidote? For a minute, though, have me catch
Unprofessional as Fuck Podcast.
She, oh, I can't be your hero, but she a free dog. She don't even need for, but P-Y-T.
That's it, man. I can lead you to the water, but I can't make you drink. I'm trying to let y'all know there's good music out there should you do some digging. Pointing y'all in the right direction. Danny Singh, S-I-N-G-H, track called Solo. Undeniable dope shit right here. There's really no debating that, right? Cut this shit off, man. I'm about to get flagged left and right, man. They're about to be throwing egregious type of penalty flags at me for this one. You know what I mean? You can't deny, there's no debating that track was hard, that there was a lot of great music that came out that was just showcased. Something that could be denied, man. Reasonable doubt, definitely. I don't know if y'all been privy to what happened with Glorilla. Young, talented artist. You know, her story is one that's definitely got to be saluted. Meteoric rise, you know what I mean? You can't say that it was overnight, but you could just say that her talent and her her star quality was infectious. Definitely made her, you know, become a household name. Can't deny the talent. Can't deny, you know, the personality that is Glorilla. Recently, I'm not exactly sure where she was pulled over at. I do want to do the research on that because these cops were some motherfucking haters. Arrested on suspicion of DUI, body cam video was released to me. I'm going to play it first. You know what I mean? I don't know how long it is, but I'm going to let it rock. And then following that, I'll give you my take on it.
I'm just going to ask you a few questions, okay?
Okay.
All right. How many drinks did you have today?
I'm cool. Yeah, I ain't drunk or nothing.
How many drinks did you have, man?
I'm okay.
That's not my question, but I'm asking you how many drinks you had.
I'm not drunk.
Very fucking unprofessional.
Okay, well, what did you drink?
I'm okay.
In just a few moments, I'll have you step out. But not only can I smell alcohol coming from your breath, but I can also smell marijuana coming from this car.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, in just a moment, I'll be searching this car. Is there anything that I'm going to find in this car?
I have a gun registered to my name.
A gun? Okay, yeah. Where is the gun at? It's okay, you don't have to reach for it. Where is
it? Yeah, it's in the car. You don't know who I am. Okay, well, you're not out.
And our last name, Woods, from what I just saw. But
oh, yeah.
That's all.
It's all right, it's all right.
It always sucks when do you know who I am shit don't work.
Enlighten me on who you are. You're seeing me.
No, because you still going to pick on me. You don't matter who I am.
Pick on you? I'm not picking on you. You're driving, and I can smell alcohol off your breath.
But I'm not drunk. I can tell you this. I can promise you that I do. But, yeah.
Yeah, glow. Oh, my bad. Not the time.
I'm on your TV.
On my TV?
Yeah.
Okay.
So get this over with.
Well, Charles Manson was on TV, you know what I mean? That's not the way to go.
In front of my car, okay?
I told you I had the peace, so that's why my pen, my flowers here.
It's okay. Just go to the front of my car, okay? You start whenever you want to.
Now, I know y'all can't see the video, but just take my word for it. She's bodying this field test. You know what I mean? I don't know if I'd be able to do that shit right now off just these two beers that I've had. Has nothing to do with being impaired, you know what I mean? 38-year-old balance and shit.
2, 3, 4
She clearly looks like she just got done doing something, you know what I mean? She ain't dressed to go to the fucking drive-thru. She dressed like she just left an event. Whether she was the one smoking or not, I've give her the benefit of the doubt. Could just smell like tree.
Hell yeah. Okay, I'm going to take the pills.
That doesn't change anything. You still are going to be arrested.
For what? Okay. You don't have any proof on me.
No, ma'am, I do. Okay.
What's your proof?
So the evaluations that we do, they check your... It checks all kinds of things.
I'm going to cut that shit off. She was a motherfucking liar, man.
What the feezy?
I looked at that shit and the way that she was able to conduct herself during the testing process, I don't think there was any reason to take her in. And being that she's such a tiny little fucking individual, that even more so, I think, lends to her favor, right? Like, she could have been fucked up if somebody put a shooter into a couple Capri Suns or something. You know what I mean? Like, if somebody put the fucking portion that they didn't drink out of the shot into a fucking juice box and handed it to her without her knowledge. You know what I mean? It looks like she could get fucked up at the size that she is. So I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt. I really don't think that she was out here driving around impaired. I wasn't there to smell what the officer smelled. Sometimes the weed alone will do it. Definitely stigma that comes attached to marijuana smoke and shit, as unfortunate as it is. With all that being said, you know what I mean? Although I think she bodied the test, it is what it is. And in the eyes of the law, apparently she was impaired, and that just led her down that road. But hey, the way I look at it, this girl is set to go on an arena tour with Meg Thee Stallion. These ladies, just put out a song that I'm sure a lot of money is going to be funneled into. CMG being Yo Gotti, Roc Nation representing Meg Thee Stallion. You know, Jay's definitely got a good relationship with Gotti. They're going to throw some money into this tour, into this song, and Glow should be perfectly fine, but... just goes to show, regardless of how you feel you are, you got to make sure that there's no room for any speculation when it comes to certain shit like that. Let's keep it moving. Far too many times, these podcasts are just filled with a lot of whatever it is, right? Algorithm-based content. And it's cool because you do it in a different way and it's not the same as everybody else and you find a way to craft it and give your own opinion and thoughts on it. And it definitely becomes your own. But one thing nobody else can do in the way that I would do it is just, you know, give my thoughts and opinions on shit that doesn't have nothing to do with current events, on shit that may not be on your social feed. So, you know, at this big old age of 38, you know, I just want to start sharing certain things as far as where my mindset is at. And I'm going to, understandably so, look back at some of these things when I'm at, you know, 40, 42, the same way I look at some of these old Facebook posts, or God forbid I was able to ever look at a MySpace post. That shit would be egregious, I'm sure. But we've all had, you know, certain things that we felt comfortable saying on the internet in the past that when you look back at it, you're like, damn. Just lets you know that as much as you thought you had it all figured out, you were definitely clueless. And I look forward to looking back at this and knowing that it's okay. Because as of today, you know, 38 years old on, April 26, 2024, you know, I've come across certain things that gave me certain epiphanies, gave me different realizations and thought processes, and I want to leave everybody with this. The crowd, you know, the company, as you get older and shit, if you have the wherewithal to do it when you're younger, then even, you know, more power to you and better, you know, better at that point. But you got to be really selective about who you allow in your circle, who you rub shoulders with, who you chill with, you know what I mean? Who you are receptive to, who you not only share, you know, your thoughts or whatever it may be, you know what I mean, but just your time and your energy with, right? I know personally myself, I get wrapped up in different shit that I want to do and look forward to shit as dumb as like a sporting event or, you know, oh shit, it's Sunday, get together with the folks, you know, who's down to come through, watch the games. Then you realize that as you go through life and you make certain changes, those certain people, you know, fade away with the bad habit. Not to say tree was a bad habit, but I had a lot of partners who were quickly in and out the doors, you know, revolving door coming through, kick it, you know, a staple of the crib. While that was, you know, the common activity that was conducted. And you realize that if, you know, shit seems to be different in your life, whether that's for the positive or for the negative, and even worse when it's a positive move that you're making and people start to disappear, right? Then you realize, like, damn, how many minutes of my time was devoted to kicking it around somebody who really was just there for the convenience, for the comfort, for the moment, for you know, your climate, and you had shit rocking, for the ability to get out of the crib and be themselves without judgment, without having to worry about shit, right? And you provide these type of things for people from time to time. And I've been on that side of things as well. People have provided that type of, you know, setting for me in the past as well. So I definitely don't want to, you know, try to cast no stones. But as I've gotten older, I've realized that these weekends, you go through your work week and you do everything that you have to do to have a little bit of time to do whatever it is that you feel you want or have to do in your personal life. And more often than not, I find myself wrapped up in some bullshit that actually ain't got nothing to do with what's most important. Living right down the street from mom's and not seeing her as often as I should is a indictment on myself. I love my wife because she's one who is so fucking proactive in those type of things. Like, damn, we got to go over, you know, we got to do this, invite her over for dinner. And I am ashamed at how few and far between those moments are, but that is something that is going to be corrected and not spoken of, just done. With that being said, whether you were 18, 20, 28, 38, 58, when you get to a realization, just trust your gut in that moment and try to, like I said in the past, earlier in this pod, fuck up the algorithm. Switch the routine. Throw a fork in the road of the normal shit that you would normally do on your Fridays, Saturdays, Sundays included. And, you know, spend that time with the people that you could never put a price on as far as their presence is concerned. Some that, you know, is a gift. When you're in their presence, it is a present. Might sound cliche, might sound corny, but eventually if you bump your head enough times, you're going to get to the realization. You're going to feel like this at one point. And it's not a... When you get to that point, it's not the time to sit there and be, oh, pity party of one. Nah. Just make the correct changes. Do what you got to do. Fuck with those who are supportive of you. Understand that sometimes, more often than not, as sick as it sounds, and this isn't not trying to, you know, be negative towards those in my life. I have a lot of great people around me who are very supportive, who always, you know, put energy, you know, refill my battery, put a battery in my back to continue doing what I'm doing. But you would be a fool to not be able to be receptive to people across the motherfucking world who you may not have even met in person. Ultimately supportive in what it is you got going on. And if you can get a quote unquote perfect stranger to rock with you in that way, then you know you're doing something right. That being said, if y'all were subscribers to the Patreon, y'all would have been a part of that, you know, a drop every business day. There was a new drop. This one was included. The last of that collection. I'm very proud on this joint. I don't know how motherfuckers are sleeping on it, but the shit that I'm on this week, this is Ruck. Brand new Ruck, man. This joint's called No Huddle.
Unprofessional as Fuck Podcast.
Shit so smooth, I need y'all to turn your AC on and roll the windows down. Trust me, it's a vibe.
stopping the movement, I'm in motion. Game slicker than baddies out the shower with lotion. Stop puffing, still pouring a potent potion. If you need it, it's nothing to cop commotion. Loud, mush, room moving, feel like I'm floating. Check the feed to make sure that the team promoting. Tonight Vegas, next Reno, and then Oakland. Sorry I can't stay, I'm on the first thing smoking. This tantrum so random, baby tell me you joking. Shit ain't adding up, I think your calculator's broken. Got you some nerve, feeling like you the focal. I'm getting five figures for a mixture of a few vocals. Frequent flying fixture, tapped in with the locals. She used to her BD, tough through texting and socials.
Facts.
A surplus of everything but time at my disposal. Fuck I look like in back and forth with the bozos. Would you look at the time, I'ma be on my way. Checking at GSR, the new home for the day. Finna crack them at the tables, then it's back to the bay. Hustle on, no huddle, cause the team know the play. Little mama, you might could be my protege, but you gon' have to know the way. I need it fast but no delay. Time is money, pockets hungry, sorry honey, I can't stay. Got nothing to do with you, it's just the way I'm grinding, babe. Reno was cool, hit the table for a couple racks. Had a few too many, got faded and gave it back. Not to worry, the show money is still all intact. Before the next, hit the stool so I can lay a track. Call the promoter, get a piece of the bar's take. I've been known to shut shit down when I partake. My response to push back, hustle or deal with heartache. I'ma stand on my bottom line for the art's sake. Don't take it personal, but me, I value time. Rug not your run of the mill, I'm a different mind. Yeah, you may know some go-getters, but this a different grind. Heaven sent, Salvatore Ferragamo was sniffing mine. You could either catch what I'm throwing or drop the shit. Mama ain't raised no fool, quite the opposite. To those hating, I'ma take that shit as a compliment. Next tour, we cut your continents, will y'all work on your confidence?
And until next time, thank y'all for tapping in, for tuning in. As always, more shit on the way. Patreon, I'm fucking with y'all tonight. Know that. And as always, till next time, find what makes you happy and return the favor. I'ma holla at y'all later. Go on.
Unprofessional as fuck podcast.